Last night on Bill O'Reilly's Factor, Franklin Graham was on. I'm a big fan of Billy Graham's, and I'm a big fan of Franklin Graham's. I think he's a godly man, a good leader, and he's doing a good work for the kingdom. But he was on to talk about hell, and Bill O'Reilly asked him, "Do you actually think there's a hell?" And he said, "I certainly do. Jesus had a lot to say about hell." Well, O'Reilly said, "Well, what about people who don't get a chance to hear about Jesus and Franklin Graham? And what about little children who die who've never heard the name of Jesus?" Well, Franklin Graham began to cite John 3:16 to Bill O'Reilly. Pretty unhelpful. O'Reilly said, "Wait a minute, don't quote the Bible at me. You have to use reason as well." And Franklin Graham said, "No, you have to accept this by faith." Now, I don't know the man, but I will tell you, after 43 years of ministry, when someone says that you have to accept this by faith, it is often an excuse for laziness and not having done your homework. And we have a lot of leaders that are leading our community that stand up with a microphone in front of people and use the faith card as an excuse for not knowing an answer to a question. And what I want to suggest to you is that that is what our culture has tended to portray. And I want to say again, I'm a fan of the Graham family and Franklin Graham. I'm a fan of his. He was not unusual in this regard, but do you understand that over time, when our community continues to give an anti-intellectual message to the culture, is it any wonder that they think we're ignorant bigots? Because we tend to come across that way, I hate to say it, when we have an opportunity to speak on behalf of our faith in the public square. Now, I'm going to cheer up here. But I wanted to alert you to the fact that we're not playing games this weekend. This is serious stuff. And what I want to do in the brief time I have the rest of the evening before Dr. Hazen comes to share briefly is I want to give you the three worldviews that are creating the situation. And then I want to try to identify the tension that we are facing today, the fundamental tension that we're facing. There are three worldviews that are dominating the debate in American culture for the hearts and minds of the people in our culture.